Well, you know, the election is almost over. And perhaps we haven't focused enough on what is ending here. And in fact, for people who make their living doing comedy and political satire, I mean, the Bush era is over. That must be terrifying to people like Will Ferrell.
I, George W. Bush, endorse John McCain and Sarah Palin with all my heart. John was there for me 90% of the time over the last 8 years. When you think of me, when you think of John McCain, think of me, George W. Bush. Think of this face.
What will humorists do without that face of George W. Bush to kick around once he's out of office? And certainly when the election is done, he won't be making any jokes anymore. He's the least popular president in recent memory. And, you know, it occurred to us, what does Harry Shearer think about the ending of the Bush era?
We know what we know. We think we know what we don't know. But if we don't know what we don't know,
the world is real.
Stuff happens.
Stuff happens. The immortal world words of Donald Rumsfeld, part of the Bush era. Harry Shearer, comedian, satirist, actor, artist, host of the public radio Le Show, and numerous voices of The Simpsons, is here in the studio with us. And his new CD, Songs of the Bushmen, which in some ways is part of this genre of Bush bashing political satire, which
bashing
has transformed American political discourse, I think.
Bashing?
What would you do without Bush?
Contrary to what you said in your intro, we still have 4 months to find out what's going to go on. My slogan in answer to the unanswered question.
Four months. You're counting every day, right?
That's right. Bush and Cheney are still in charge, and they like it when we don't pay attention.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Is it terrifying to imagine not having the Bush administration and all of its tragic but perhaps rich, humorous themes to work with?
No, I would make a distinction between satire and political comedy. Satire always feasts on the people who have, one would say in other countries, the monopoly on the guns. Here we have to say the majority of the guns. Political comedy tends to wake up about the sixth year of a two-term president, and everybody climbs on the bus at that point because everybody gets the joke by that point. But I have faith in the wisdom of the founders that power turns everybody to crap.
Well, talk about Songs of the Bushmen. Now, here is...
Well, that would be reassuring, in other words, an answer to his terror, whether you're terrified.
That's correct.
What's so interesting about this CD, and it's not just a CD, I mean, it's sort of a multimedia experiment that you're involved in. I want to talk about that with you in a moment. But, I mean, you reach deep into some of the really obscure details of the Bush administration. Describe who it is that you've decided to use sources for songs.
These are musical portraits. The album is basically a musical impeachment because they're not going to get any other kind, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. But it's Colin Powell and Don Rumsfeld, whom we just heard, and Condi Rice and Karen Hughes and Alberto Gonzalez.
Here's your offering for Karl Rove.
Willie called me the architect. They called me Bush's brain. 2 times we went campaigning. 2 times we drank champagne. I helped to build his legend. He helped to build my myth. Want to spend more time with family. Just need time to find a family to spend it with.
Oh, the title. We're not getting here the title.
Oh, Turd Blossom Special.
Thank you very much.
That comes from a phrase.
Well, it's Bush's nickname for Karl Rove.
That's right.
It refers to a Texas flower that grows out of a cow patty, an actual piece of Texan flora.
Can you really do a song about John Yoo, the obscure Justice Department official who created so many issues of separation of power?
Well, I tried to. I thought he's deserving of a lot more attention. He's the guy who wrote the famous torture memos that said torture isn't torture if you torture correctly, and I thought he deserves to be immortalized with something a bit raucous.
And due to Harry Shearer, he is.
You got you some detainees. You don't know what to do. Them their Miranda rights or cover them with pool. Are you doing something illegal or proper through and through? There's only one guy to call. The one to ask is you.
Obscure but just richly beautiful.
And he still walks the campus at Berkeley unmolested, amazingly
to
me.
That's right. Yeah. You know, last night on the NewsHour, one of your favorite people, Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live and the chief writer of the show, were saying that the humor is gone from the Bush administration already. They've moved on to Palin. First of all, do you think that's appropriate? And secondly, do you think Palin could possibly match Bush in terms of...
Look, she's a good comedy target, but as I say, satire really focuses on the people who have the power. And Palin, McCain, Obama, Biden are wannabes at this point. People who really need to be focused on are the guys who are still running the show, in my opinion.
If McCain wins, what will you do with him?
Well, I think McCain is doable. You know, yeah. he's doable. He's certainly. I think comedians, as opposed to satirists, will just revive all the old Ronald Reagan. He's so old jokes. We've already seen that coming.
And Obama.
Well, Obama's a more subtle target, I think. And,
yeah, is he tough to make fun of?
Well, I'm working on his voice, but I mean his eloquence and his steadiness in over this campaign period make him sort of a smoother target.
You have to wait till the sixth year of the two-term administration.
Might do.
You know, last thing before we go, the internet and technology and the ability of people to post YouTube satires on their own has also meant that political satire is coming from places that it would normally have originated from. What do you make of that?
Oh, you know, the more the better. I mean, let's all make fun of these people. It's a good American trait. Can I say I'm doing this album live here in New York City?
At the 92nd Street Y?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, that's great. And your band, right?
The High Value Detainees.
The High Value Detainees.
In Seattle, they all wore orange jumpsuits. I don't think they brought them with them.
Harry Shearer, comedian, musician, of course, and the author, the genius behind Songs of the Bushmen, the CD, and the performance at tomorrow night at the 92nd Street Y here in New York. Harry, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.